Mix 92.6.
Hello and welcome to another podcast from Mix 92.6. I'm Andy Waterfield. Doctor Who, nearing its 60th anniversary, is a worldwide export. Fans often gather in large venues around the world to celebrate the series and to meet the stars. But there are some smaller and more informal events that also do their bit for their local community. One of them is happening just up the road in Bedford. I spoke to Simon Daines, one of the team making this year's Bedford Who charity convention happen. So, Simon, thank you very much for joining us. I'm really interested in this because the Bedford Who charity convention has been running now for quite some years. So what prompted you to start it?
I wanted to do a fundraiser, and I'm quite interested in Doctor Who. So I thought I would combine the two things. And originally, I was just going to invite one or two people to come on as guests, you know, actors or so on from the programme. And then I thought, well, might as well do a full convention. So that was the impetus behind it. And that was back in 2015, we did the first one.
I mean, that's quite some jump, isn't it? Because something tells me that running a whole convention is not something you just pull together in half an hour on a Sunday afternoon, is it?
No, it takes quite a lot of prep. I used to be a school teacher and I used to be a deputy head. And so I was quite used to running big events for schools and so on. So it was it wasn't too difficult to take that sort of skill set and apply it to something different.
And can I ask, I mean, yeah. You mentioned you were into Doctor Who. Have you always been into Who? And what is the appeal, do you think, of such a unique programme? Because there's nothing else like it in the world.
No, there isn't really. I mean, yes, I have always been into it. I mean, I can't remember a time when I wasn't. It's the 60th anniversary of the programme this year. So the fanboys are getting terribly excited about that. And I'm 57, so... Well, I'm nearly 58, so it had actually been going for 2 years by the time I'd even been born. And I watched it as a child because my family watched it. Looking back on some of the stories that I watched at that age, there's no way I'd let a preschool child watch them. But I think perhaps we lived in less sensitive times in those days. What's the appeal? What's the appeal? I think it is unique. When it's at its best, it is very, very good for that sort of genre of popular fiction. You know, I mean, I think it's sort of in the same category as things like Sherlock Holmes or Dracula or something like that. You know, it's not literature, it's not high art, but for the next level down, if you like, it's very good stuff. And I think the comparison with Dracula is quite interesting because although Dracula's fantasy rather than science fiction, there's something that differentiates Doctor Who from a lot of other science fiction is that it is deliberately horrific. You know, it's much more like horror films than it is like something like Star Trek and so on. Although obviously because it's a family audience, the violence is much less graphic and so on. But I think at its best, it has very strong stories. And when it's well acted and well directed, I don't think there's anything that surpasses it, really.
I mean, the new series, well, we keep referring to the new series. It's been on for a long time now, newer version of it. Yeah. I mean, it looks spectacular. And when you look at some of the very old ones, they do sometimes, you know, the technology and the budgets obviously weren't there.
Absolutely.
But it is the narrative that brings it through, isn't it?
That's the narrative
saves the day, typically.
That's right. I mean, actually, I was asked by a university Doctor Who society where the students, you know, people around the age of 20, were used to New Who and they wanted to watch some classic Who and they wanted some recommendations. And I said, you know, if you're watching the black and white stories, what you've got to remember is that they'd only just invented videotape. You know, 2 years before, TV drama was going out live. So they'd just invented videotape. And effectively what you're watching is a one-act theatre play with cameras pointing at it. So if you bear that in mind, it makes it a lot more palatable for a modern audience. But then, you know, of course, at the time, all TV looked like that. So, you know, when it was watched, people didn't think, God, this is creaky. as a child watching some of it and thinking, gosh, these special effects are terrible. But even as a little boy, I can remember thinking that. But I think you have to sometimes you have to rise above the limitations of the budget and so on, and just try and get into the story.
Now, your convention days, you get some quality guests, don't
yes.
you? Tell us about some of the guests you've had in previous years.
We've had four of the Doctors in previous years. We've had Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy, Peter Davison, and Jo Martin, who plays one of the... she plays an alternative Doctor in the Jodie Whittaker stories. So we've had four of those. We've had a lot of the companions. Because Doctor Who's been going so long now, a lot of the actors are now no longer with us. But for most of the Doctor's companions, you know, people like Joe and Tegan and Nyssa and so on, we've had nearly all of those along at the conventions. We've done well. Sophie Aldred, who played Ace with Sylvester McCoy, has always been very supportive to us as well. She's been to several.
Have you had any favourite guests who you thought will never get them and they said yes?
Jo Martin, we never thought we'd get her. And we got her. We also had a lady called Maureen O'Brien, who was in it in the 60s, and she very rarely did conventions because she made no secret of it. She didn't like doing conventions, and she didn't much like being in Doctor Who either. But she did, because it was a charity gig, she agreed to come to one of ours. So that was a bit of a coup. Favourite guests? I couldn't possibly comment because they're all favourites, and they might be listening.
Very diplomatic.
People like Colin Baker are great fun. He's a very, very nice guy.
Now, Doctor Who conventions have been going for as long as the series has, pretty much. But this is a bit of a different one. So what kind of day will people have? Because I get the impression it's a slightly smaller, more informal affair than the many other events.
Yeah, I mean, we would have about 200 people in the audience. So it means that it's on a much more intimate level. It's a bit more laid back than a lot of other events as well. You know, they can be perhaps more formal. The audience and the people on stage are rather separated, whereas we sort of have much more audience interaction with what's going on stage. So, for example, when we interview people, the bulk of the questions are asked by the audience rather than the interviewer dominating it. People do comment that it's a very laid back and friendly atmosphere, and that's something that we're very proud of.
And what I find really interesting about the whole thing is it's not just some commercial enterprise. This is about raising money for good causes, isn't it? So first of all, tell us about the food bank.
The food bank has got to an enormous size in Bedford now. Before the pandemic, they were feeding 650 people a month. And the last time I've got the figures for it, it had gone up to 1,400. So, and a third of those are children as well. So 1,400 people in a town of 100,000 were receiving food parcels to last them 4 or 5 days. So, resources are limited. And what we're doing this time is we're buying as many £10 gift vouchers for Tesco's as we can afford so that they can supplement that food ration, you know, so that people will get a food parcel plus one or two or three tokens, depending on their family's size, to help them. So that's where we're raising money for that. And we're also supporting a charity which is called Faces. They're based in Bedford and they work with families with particular needs. They have quite a broad remit, but they're very, very good. They won the Queen's of Award for voluntary service last year. And they do a lot of work with disadvantaged families. So we're splitting the proceeds 50-50. And we had a record year last year and we raised just over 10,000.
I was going to say, I mean, over the years, you must have raised quite a bit of money then.
Just under 40,000. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I get the impression that your guests, you know, the people from Doctor Who and businesses involved in Doctor Who are pretty generous as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are. I mean, the guests give of their time, obviously, and because they're there, that sells the tickets, and then that contributes to the overall pot that we're able to allocate to the charities. And you know, Joe Martin last year came for nothing. All we had to do was pick her up and take her home, and she just signed autographs for us. And all the autographs, she just on her own, she raised £2,000 just by signing autographs. So you know, the guests are very, very generous, and they think that these things matter as well. They're very committed to it. The guests enjoy it too. They speak very warmly of the Bedford Convention. I think it's got a special place in their hearts, shall we say. In fact, we had, you probably remember Peter Purvis from Blue Peter. He was in Doctor Who in the 60s, and he was having a conversation with another lady called Annika Wills, and they were in Los Angeles at a Doctor Who convention. So Peter Purvis told me, they said, well, see you next week in Bedford. So from, you know, drab, dreary Los Angeles to the sunny Bedford. That was the transition they made in a week, over the course of a week.
That's fabulous. I mean, tell me how this all gets organised. Do you have people helping you? Because
very much so.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is. It is. I've got a wonderful stage manager called Andrew, and we have a crew of local fans who run the event for me once we get to the day. So we have a very committed core of people who run the event. Lots of people have full-time jobs and I don't anymore, so I can do what I like, really. And I quite like organising Doctor Who events and doing some charity fundraising.
Now, the feedback, I mean, we've mentioned this before, but the feedback about the event is always really impressive, and people really do seem to love it. When it's actually happening, when it's the day, are you still on as organizer, or do you get the chance to sit back and enjoy the work that's happened and join in the fun as well?
I do the impersonation of a swan, so I look serene and I'm pedaling like mad under the surface. I'm sort of MC on the day, and much of it, to be honest, is delegated to the crew, so I don't have to worry very much about how it's going, because I know they'll carry it through. Yeah, I mean, you just look around the smiling faces of people in the audience, and if they're smiling, they're happy, and that's the feedback that you need. So, yeah, I do enjoy the day. It's almost a sort of perfect combination, because I enjoy doing it, but I'm also pleased when it's over, you know. it is an awful lot of work, and you just sort of flop at the end of the afternoon.
But then get to count all the money that you've raised for the charity.
Right. Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, I've got a couple of other questions I'd like to ask you. But before we get on to those, give us the details of the actual event. So people who think, do you know what, I want to go to this.
Excellent.
What are the details? Give us the date.
Well, they'd all be very welcome. So the date is Saturday, the 18th of March. And it's being held in a conference centre on the Ampthill Road in Bedford. And the day starts at 10 and it closes at 5:30. The website address is bedfordwhocharitycon.co.uk. And if they go to that, they'll find all the details of how to get tickets. And if people want to come at the last minute, we nearly always have tickets available on the door as well.
And how much are the tickets?
They vary. For the full adult day is £49.50. 15 to 17 year olds, full time students, is £25. Under 14s is £15. We also have some tickets reserved for people who have been particularly hit by the financial crisis. So they get in for nothing, but they have to contact me and explain the situation. But we don't like the idea, as a group, we don't like the idea of people not being able to come because they can't afford it. I mean, you know, I would love to be able to offer much cheaper tickets. The problem is that the events do cost a lot to put on, and we have to take the budget and then divide it by number of potential ticket sales to come up with the figure.
Well, so you're getting a nice long day, and do you have any confirmed guests so far?
Yes, we've got lots. We haven't got any doctors yet, but we've got Though I appreciate that these names may not mean much to your listeners. They'll mean a lot to Doctor Who types, but Fraser Hines and Wendy Padbury, who were two of the Doctor's companions in the 60s. We've got a lady called Jenny Linden, who was in the film version of Doctor Who in the 60s with Peter Cushing, when Peter Cushing was the Doctor. We've got David Goodison, who played Davros, the creator of the Daleks. We've got a man called Christopher Ryan, who used to be in The Young Ones, and he has played villains, aliens, in both classic and what fans call New Who. We've got a stuntman called Andrew Burford, and we've got Sadie Miller and Chris Naylor, who do the audio version of Doctor Who for a company called Big Finish. Sadie Miller is the daughter of Elizabeth Sladen, who played Sarah Jane Smith. And Sadie plays the same part as her mother played, but she plays it all on audio rather than on TV. So that's the guest list so far. It's not quite complete because I'm still in negotiation with people.
But for people who know who, this is good, isn't it? This is a cracking lineup.
Absolutely. I mean, what I usually say is if you like Doctor Who, you will really like this day. And if you don't like Doctor Who, it will be absolute purgatory.
And people, let's talk about people who love Doctor Who but have never been to one of these events, because they can seem a little bit intimidating. Yes. Why is this one a good one to start with?
Because it's laid back and because you're very welcome. And a lot of people who've never been to conventions before comment on how much they like it. Some of our audience members are seasoned convention goers, you know, who've been going to conventions since the 70s. But we actually have quite a large contingent of people who only come to the Bedford one because, you know, they dipped their toe in the water a year or two ago or 4 or 5 years ago and just enjoyed it. So quite a lot of people only come to Bedford. So I think if you're I'm not denigrating the other conventions because they are very good. But if you're hesitant about trying out a Doctor Who convention, then, you know, Bedford's quite a good one to come to. And Sophie Aldred says that as well.
And just think about some of the listeners who are very much aware of Doctor Who, but haven't really seen it. If you could suggest an episode or block of episodes from either the original or the new version to give them a bit of a feel, this is a terrible question. I'm so sorry to spring it on you, but what would that be?
All right. I would say if you've never seen Doctor Who at all, it's usually recommended you start with a David Tennant episode, which is called Blink, which is from New Who, from 21st Century Who. And that's a very good introduction to the series. It's called Blink, and you can get it on iPlayer. Classic Who is available. All of Classic Who is on BritBox. And I would say watch Genesis of the Daleks, which is a Tom Baker story. That's a first-class one. I think the way not to watch Doctor Who is to start with Episode 1 and work your way through the rest of the 800 episodes. You have to jump in and pick. And incidentally, having said that about don't start with the first episode, actually, the first episode from 1963 is one of the best episodes ever made of Doctor Who. It is stunningly good, even though it's in black and white.
Ah, but there's something quite nice about black and white if it's done right, isn't there?
So, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Well, do you know what? This is absolutely fascinating. I genuinely wish you all the absolute best with this. It's the Bedford Who Charity Convention. And give us the website one more time so people can go and have a look at it.
It's at bedfordwhocharitycon.co.uk. And we'll look forward to seeing you in March.
Thank you so much to Simon Daines for talking to me. And if you do go along to the event, I am pretty sure you're going to have a really good day. Lots of fabulous programmes and all the best music can be found here on Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6. You get our full schedule and access to our huge library of free podcasts on our website, mix92.6.com. Mix 92.6.